Welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Today's story is brought to us by one of our friends, Lucille. Hi, Lucille! She sent us a really cool idea for a story, and you can too. Either head over to our website, kidshortstories.org, or go to our Instagram page for Kid Short Stories. Send us your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. Are you ready for this one? Me too! Let's go! One day, Lucille was at one of her favorite places to be with her family. Do you know where that was? The zoo! Yes, Lucille loved going to the zoo, but today was kind of a rainy day. So she brought her bright yellow rain jacket. Who likes the color yellow? Me too! Lucille's rain jacket was so cool. It had a nice big hood to keep her head dry, and it buttoned up, and it was very bright. So as her and her family were walking around the zoo, looking at all their favorite animals, they learned that, animals like to play in the rain too, just like us. Have you ever jumped in a puddle before? Yeah, me too. It's kind of messy, and you should definitely ask your mom or dad. But having rain boots on and a rain jacket, jumping in the puddles is a really fun thing to do. And so Lucille and her family were watching all the animals jump in puddles. It was so fun. And one of their favorite animals was a hippopotamus. And you know that hippos love the rain? Yes, they love it. Hippos spend most of their time in the water swimming around and just being hippos, sleeping and napping and eating and just floating, but they really like when it's raining because it gives them a bath on the top of their head. And so Lucille made friends with one of the hippos, she named him Henry the Hippo. And so she liked to hang out with him as much as she could when they went to the zoo. And today, when she was over with Henry, Henry said,
"Oh, Lucille, something terrible happened last night. Did you hear about the baby monkey?" Lucille couldn't believe it. "No. Oh my gosh, what happened? Is he okay?"
"Well, no, it's bad. You see, there were two bad guys that snuck into the zoo last night, and it looks like they broke into the monkey cage and stole the baby monkey. I know, it's horrible, and we're not sure what to do, because I don't think the zoo knows about it. But all of us animals, we saw the bad guys. And no one's asked us for any clues, but Lucille, could you please help us?"
"Oh my gosh, that's awful," Lucille said, and she said, "Absolutely. All right, tell me everything you know, and I will find that baby monkey. Save it from those bad guys."
"All right. Well, the bad guys came in a big white and red truck and pulled up very late last night. They were wearing black hats and they even wore sunglasses, but it was the nighttime, so that was kind of strange. And as they were walking around, they had a special badge that let them in the zoo. It's like, I don't know, they must have stolen someone's badge that opens all the doors. Anyway, I bet if you asked the security guards who came to the zoo last night, I bet that would be a really good clue."
"Okay," Lucille said, and off she ran.
She had to check with the security guards first, because they could check the cameras and check to see who used their badge late that night. And as she asked the security guards, "Hey guys, could you pull up last night's log for me?" You see, they came to the zoo so much that they had become friends with pretty much everybody, even the security guards. And so the guards pulled up the log from last night.
"All right, Lucille, take a look at this."
And Lucille saw that at 2 o'clock in the morning, whoa, that's very late. Or very early.
Anyway, we're all usually sleeping at 2 a.m. But at 2 a.m., it says, Dr. Sarah Johnson. What? It says she came into the zoo last night. That's very strange. What is she? Okay, let's check the cameras, Lucille said. And when they checked the cameras, wait a second. That is not Dr. Sarah. Dr. Sarah is a very small lady with blonde hair. And in the camera, it looked... Oh my gosh, those are two really big guys. Oh my gosh, did they steal her badge so that they can get in the zoo? Oh my gosh. Lucille thought, this is going to be harder than I thought. And so, on the camera, it showed that these two guys were parked in the back parking lot. And so Lucille and her family decided, all right, well, let's go back to that parking lot and see if we can find any clues from where that van was parked. Lucille and her family took off running for that back parking lot. They looked everywhere. Wait, what's that? Lucille picked up. What is this? It was a piece of paper with an address. And Lucille's dad looked it up and said, guys, that address is the airport. I bet whoever those guys were, I bet they stole that monkey and are headed to the airport to fly away and never be caught. Oh my gosh, we gotta get there fast. Let's go. So they all got in the car and drove as fast as they could to the airport. When they were rolling up to the airport, they were looking around. Do you remember what color van the bad guys were in? Yeah, white and red. They looked everywhere. Wait, look over there. There's two guys getting out of a white and red van and they have a really big box. Let's go. And they ran over to the guys and said, hey, excuse me, but what do you guys have in that box there? And the guy said, hey, man, what are you talking about? I just don't understand why you would just come up to somebody like that. These are our boxes. And then all of a sudden, Jerry, run! And the two guys took off running and dropped the box. Oh my gosh, security! Lucille called out for the security guards who grabbed those two bad guys. Yes! And hurry, let's open the box and make sure the monkey's okay. They opened up the box and sure enough, there it was. One of the baby monkeys from the zoo. It was a spider monkey. Those are so cool and really small. Hurry, we gotta get back to the zoo and bring this monkey back to its mom. Let's go. So Lucille and her family all jumped back in the car and drove back to the zoo to bring this baby monkey back to its mom. Oh my gosh, I can't believe it. Lucille saved the day. Wow, that is amazing that she saved that monkey from those two bad guys. Whew, I'm so glad Lucille was great friends with Henry the Hippo. What a great team. The end.